Okay, we're at Amar Rabbi Hoda. Okay, now, part of my mistake yesterday is that I misread the Rabbi Kanievsky's change of the Girsa.
That's where we stopped.
Okay, yeah, that's where we stopped, right. Rabbi, do you have this place where we stopped?
No,
I haven't
included
that. Right opposite which is Gemara in the...
No, right opposite this.
Oh, that opposite Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where it says Gemara. So somewhere where Rabbi Hoda...
Oh, I see.
By one of the... Like a line above.
Right.
There's a dot.
A line above it?
Yeah, there's Omar Rabbi Hoda.
Oh, we were just discussing your absence. Were you sick this morning?
Yeah.
You have a nice new rain hat.
Like the color.
Black.
Isn't that the only color that's...
We are on DAF, as I was saying, we're on Tezvama base. Tezvama base. And we are right opposite where in the Pnei Moshe you see the word Gemara. Pnei Moshe on the right hand margin. So if you look above that, the Gemara Amar Rabbi Hoda. You see that? Any idea?
No.
Well, I have a thing here. So the Chaim Kanievsky points out that there's a word missing. Should be Om Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina said, Hada Mara, this teaches us. Now, our Mishnah teaches us. What it teaches us in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says a very interesting halacha. If you take a look back in the Mishnah, it says that, I think it's actually the top line over here. Top line on the top on Tesayim base where the little aleph is right there at the beginning of the page. Perish Nigmar Malachdon, fruit which was completely finished. The Avra B'Tok Yerushalayim then passed through Jerusalem. Yachzer Ma'aseh Yerushalayim Yochal Yerushalayim. You didn't actually had not yet tasted it when it passed through Yerushalayim. You only took off the Ma'aseh once it left Yerushalayim. But you no longer have the right of redemption. Since it passes fully processed fruit through Yerushalayim, once you take off the Ma'aser Sheni, subsequently, that Ma'aser Sheni must be brought back to Yerushalayim as is and may not be redeemed, and bring the money back and buy fruit in Yerushalayim. Okay, that's what the Mishnah is telling us. So this line, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yoina, Hada Mara, this teaches us, Kri Shu Tovol Rishon Sheni. If you have a bucket or a container full of grain, which is tevel, and you haven't taken out of it neither Meiser Rishon nor Meiser Sheni yet, no Meiser. And then somebody came and ate it. If they warned him, don't eat it because you're going to eat Meiser Sheni, which is alive, so outside Yerushalayim, so loke, he gets Malkus. Why is it Malkus? Because we see here clearly that the Meiser Sheni, although the Meiser Sheni is not yet separated, it's only dormant, perhaps dormant is not the right word, it's only hypothetical Meiser Sheni. Nonetheless, when it passes through Yerushalayim, it's as if it is actual Meiser Sheni. And therefore, you must bring back that Meiser Sheni and not redeem it, even after you set it to, you designate it outside Yerushalayim. So to that, from this we derive, we extrapolate, that if you have this Meiser Sheni, if you have Tevel, from which you have not taken up yet Meiser Sheni off, nonetheless, if I give you a warning and say don't eat because you're going to be eating Meiser Sheni, that's considered to be sufficient to give you Malkus for that reason. Now, there are other reasons you get Malkus for eating this, right? You get Malkus for eating Tevel itself. You get Malkus for eating, Truma. I'm not sure what else there possibly could be. But you could specifically get Malkus. The Chiddush HaGemara is stressing is that you could get Malkus for eating Meiser Sheni, which has not yet been tithed, because the Meiser Sheni is considered to be hypothetically extant within the not yet tithed grain. Okay? So it says more concerning this, says more about this. Raimona doesn't like this. Vatninon, didn't learn substantially in our Mishnah, Beishamrim Yachzor Meiser Sheni Shalem V'yolchab Yushalayim. I don't like this. Later in the Mishnah it says, I mean Rabbi Mora. Later in the Mishnah it says that Beishamai holds an even more extreme opinion. Shammai holds that even if the Meister Sheh, even though by Peir Shalonik Murum Malachdon, they're not even fully processed yet. They're not ready and ripe, so to speak, to be Meister yet, because you intend the Chveitz, let's say it's grapes, and you intend to squeeze them into wine, or the olives, and you intend to squeeze them into oil. Nonetheless, when it passes through Yerushalayim, that's it. It's as if the Meister Sheh is already taken off. Okay? You may no longer afterwards, when you do take off the Meister Sheh, redeem it and bring up the money to Yerushalayim. So says Mar, listen. Says Rabbi Yimona specifically, listen. Yisloch LeMeimar, can you say, Al de Beis Shammai Loike, that Beis Shammai would say, on that self-same grain, were you to eat it, you get Malkus? Of course not. Because you can only get Malkus if you eat Tevel of Perush Nigmara Malachdon, of fully processed fruits and grains, right? Because before it's fully processed, it's not considered to be bona fide Tevel yet. Yet nonetheless, my brother Beis Shammai says, at that point, it's already considered to be dormant Meiser Sheni. But the point that he's making is we see that the two things are not linked. Something could be dormant Meiser Sheni. Yet hypothetical Meiser Sheni, and generate certain halachas vis-a-vis the negation of the capacity to redeem, yet nonetheless not be considered Meiser Sheni vis-a-vis halachas of getting malchus for having consumed it, because obviously they're not contingent on each other, because there's no way that you're ever going to get malchus, because it simply is not yet at the stage where it's considered bona fide devil yet, and therefore you extrapolate that even to about Perush Nigmar Malachdon, Perush which are fully processed, it's that we have no evidence that if you eat them, and I warned you not to eat them because of the Meister Sheni inside, that you're going to get Malkus for that. That might be a completely, totally different sphere. Okay?
So what's the chiddush of the Perush that are dormant?
Only the deprives you of the right of redemption.
Oh, okay.
That's the sole and exclusive chiddush. That's what we're saying. No more than that. Okay? Says the Gemara further, Rabbi Elo. In fact, so how do we understand our Mishnah? Elo chomer ube mechitzos. This is really answering your question. This is a severity which applies to the walls, that the walls grant a certain severity to the grain that they can no longer redeem the Meiser Sheni, but no more than that. Of Hachal Choymer Uvim Mechitzos. Just like Beis Shammai holds, it's a Choymer Mechitzos by Perish, a loading Ram Lachdon. There's a severity in their entering the walls by fruit which is not yet fully processed. So too, the fruit which is fully processed, the fact that there's a severity that you may no longer redeem it, is not linked in essence to the concept of it being dormant Meiser Sheni, but rather it's unique halach vis-a-vis the halachas of flogging, but rather unique halach vis-a-vis the absorption and redemption which runs in proportion to that. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zira, boy, Rabbi Zira asked, Hifri shalav Sheni mimoko macher. Now, it's a very interesting question Rabbi Zira asked. You got this grain, or these grapes or whatever they are, and he passed them through Yerushalayim. Now you really are supposed to take Meiser Sheni on it internally, and that Meiser Sheni should be taken up to Yerushalayim and not redeemed. But he didn't do that. You took Meiser Sheni on this container of grain from some other grain, a third party, so to speak, right? This you use other grain, and the truth is you're really entitled to do that. I can't stop you from doing that. Because although I said, well, if you take off the Meiser Sheni from here, then this internally, and this Meiser Sheni can never be redeemed again. Since right now this is just plain Jane Tevel, there's nothing which inherently bars you from making the Meiser Sheni from some other place altogether on this grain, right? There's no barrier to that. There's no inherent barrier. So what if you indeed did that? Hivish lov Sheni mokamacher niftar, is that taka permissible? Or does it work? Or is it already absorbed by the walls, and therefore the Meiser Sheni must, therefore, is compelled to come internally from this grain. Okay, I can't go further afield and take off Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Yenna asks like this. Also, Kulo Sheni Mokamach, what about the reverse? You took this entire batch and made it Meiser Sheni and some other grain which you had. So the entire batch is passed through Yerushalayim after Nigmar Malachta. After the plasis, you now made Meiser Sheni on something else. So I know that the Meiser Sheni, which was within this, cannot be redeemed. But how much of this is actually supposed to be Maaser Sheni? Approximately. What?
9%.
About 9%, right. Yeah. So what about the other 81%, which you now did make Maaser Sheni as well? That's what the Gemara is asking. Kulo nitpas? Do I say that all of it may no longer be redeemed anymore? Because you made all of it Maaser Sheni, it all passed through Shalayim. Or lo nitpas elecho me'asar shebo? Or what is the extent which cannot be redeemed? Only one-tenth, or approximately one-ninth of it, 9% of it, the amount which was, was the original extent of what the Maaser Sheni would have been had you not made it Maaser Sheni completely in its entirety because of some other reason which you had to do so. Okay? Says more further. Hasali Te'enim. Now, this is going back in our Mishnah. It says that, buckets full of figs are gemar melacha, and sometimes they're not. So it depends. Asali tein la'achila. If they're meant to squeeze or to press, that's not gemar melacha. Asali tein la'achila, but it's meant to, if you brought in eating figs, or asali non la'achila, or eating grapes, not meant to press or to squeeze, gemar melacha, and that's already considered to be gemar melacha, they're considered to be fully processed, and then if they enter Yerushalayim, they kick me no longer leave. Or even quite a bit still. Or Beisila Beis Shammai. Beisila said to Beis Shammai, Ein atem moedim lanu she... Oh, wait. Amr Beisila Beis Shammai. Ein atem moedim lanu perish lo nigmar malachton. Don't you agree to with us? With fruit. With fruit, this is going on. This is going on Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Take a look back in our Mishnah a minute. Take a look back at the top of the page. Perish Nigmar Malachta. I just want to review to the end of the Mishnah because the Machlok is here. Perish Nigmar Malachta of Rusa Kushalayim. Tanakama holds if you have fruit of which the Malacha, which were fully processed. And they pass through Yerushalayim, Yachzor Maaser Sheni Yerushalayim, V'yochel B'Yerushalayim. When you take off Maaser Sheni, then that has to go back to Yerushalayim and be eaten there. Now, according to Tarkam, everybody agrees about that. The machlokas between Mishnah and Sil is the Shaloni Gram Malachdan, when they have not been fully processed. In that case, I say, such as, Sali Novin Lagas, if you have buckets of grapes that you're going to be pressed, the Sali Tein Mukta, or buckets of figs that you're going to be dried, so Beishamri mean Maaser Sheni. Beishamri says that the Maaser Sheni Yalav Yochel Yerushalayim, that too, if that type of fruit passed through Yerushalayim, it's a covenant upon you to bring the Maaser Sheni back to Yerushalayim. Beishamri mean part of Yochel B'chol Markum, you can redeem it and eat it anywhere. Now that's all Tanakama's opinion, that both Beishamri and Beisil agree with Nigmar Malachton that the Maaser Sheni has to be returned to Yerushalayim, and they only disagree about Perish Shalom Nigmar Malachton. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda's got a different perspective. Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Lo Nechlu Beisham Beisal, Perish Shalom Nigmar Malachton. Beisham Beisal do not disagree that a fruit which is not fully completed, that certainly Shei Pada Maaser Sheni Shalem, that even though they pass through Yerushalayim, you can redeem their Maaser Sheni and Yochel B'chol Mokum and eat it anywhere. Amar Nechlu their Machlokes concern a Perish Nigmar Malachton, fruit which the Malacha was finished. Beishamri says, on that, it's got to go back to Yerushalayim since it was Nigmar Malachton. Beishamri says, even this can be redeemed. Even though it's fully processed, since it had Yerushalayim not as Maaser Sheni, but as Tevel, so then once it leaves Yerushalayim, you can still redeem, but make it Maaser Sheni and redeem it and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. So now we're going to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda's interpretation. On Beisil Beisham, Beisil Zuchir, back to the Gemara, four lines to the bottom. On Beisham, Beisil Beisham, Beisil said to Beisham, don't you concede that's prepared Shalom Nigmar Malachton? That fruit which is not fully processed, that she poured the Maaser Sheni Shalem, you could should redeem the Maaser Sheni, V'yogah B'chol Mokum, and eat it anywhere. Apeir Shalom Nigmar Malachton. Okay, and the same thing was true about fruit which was completely finished already. What's the difference? It's just Tevel passing through. It's not Maaser Sheni yet. Amalem Beishamai, Beishamai said, Loi Mamartim Apeir Shalom Nigmar Malachton. You know what? Not comparable. Food which is not fully processed yet, shuyachal lav kilon. You can make them hefker. Lefotchim and amaisus, and you can make them exempt from maaser altogether. So that's why if they pass through Yerushalayim, they're not mechuyev that you don't have to return them. Why? Because they haven't even reached the stage where they are affiliated in the remotest way with maaser. They can still be exempted from maaser altogether. Tomer peirush nigmar malachton. How can you compare that to peirush nigmar malachton? Sheni yochel afkir lefotchim and amaisus. Where you cannot be mafkir them, and you can make them exempt from maaser. So according to the way the gears in the Gemara is that. Oh, yeah. Of course you can mafkir them. You can't. The hefker won't make them exempt from maaser, because b'shas miruach and gemar peri, they were not yet hefker. Yes. Of course, you can mafkir anything at any time, but it's still being chayv and maaser, right? So according to the Gemara, the Gersa in the Gemara itself here is the most extraordinary Gersa. Everybody gets very astounded at what goes on here. Very astounded. In America in January 1998, I don't know what can astound us anymore. But the Gemara says, Amalei Vesil, 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 At Peyush Nigma Malachtan Yochul Avkeirot Ulapocher Mina Meisers. Says even fruit which is completely processed is to be mafkirit and exempted from miser, which is shocking. This is the scandal of year 98, not the scandal of year 1998.
The scandal of miser shame.
Yeah, the miser shame scandal. So the thing is, how can you say such a thing? That all the mafreshim go crazy. You can't be mafkir and exempt them after gemar malacha. So they give all sorts of dochak answers. And perhaps you can be mafki or something after it's completely processed and exempted from meisers. But the grua, you know how the grua functions in Yerushalayim. He just went through this with a pen. So he skips. He says that the proper girsa is Armlan Basil Af Peros. Shenigmar Malachton, Rid Baz brings it down. You can see in the second line in Rid Baz. Haperu Shenigmar Malachton, also fruit which is completed, Yochel Otzielein Sheni, Mimokam Acher. You don't have to make this, Meister Sheni. What's your assumption, Beis Shammai, that this is going to be, that sits Nigmar Malachton, and now it's susceptible to tithing? There is Meister Sheni here? And that Meister Sheni now, having passed, at least in hypothesis, in its hypothetical form, its dormant form, through Yerushalayim, should now no longer be susceptible to redemption. Who says there's any Meister Sheni here near whatsoever? There may be no Meister Sheni here, right? Because you might take Meister Sheni on this container from somewhere else altogether. So therefore, how can you say that Meister Sheni gets caught, so to speak, by the walls? There's no inherent Meister Sheni here. Now, Basil, the coin to the Gra, you erase the next five lines. You see, Armel and Basil, look inside the fourth line. Armel and Basil, Aperush Nigmar Malachdon, skip down to Yochel Otzielein Sheni Mokamacher, which is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13th line, two words before the end. So you skip mamish. This is amazing what the girl in the Bavli, you'd never be able to get away with this, right? But again, he skips, goes from the fourth line, Armelan Beisil Aperishin Relachdon, then skip all the way down to the 13th line, two words from the end, Yochel Otzielem Shirim Mokamacher. You can take the Maestro Shirim from elsewhere.
He obviously read Louis Ginsberg's introduction.
Yeah, well, Louis Ginsberg was a great-great-great-great-grandson of the Gross brothers, so obviously that has something to do with it. I don't know. Okay, however, we can read it.
In the Ritvaz, it uses the word
everything which is in the middle is extraneous. Everything between line 4 and line 13. No, I know. I could tell from the furrow on your brow before that you thought it was part of the text. No. Everything between line 4 and line 13 is erased. That's what he means to say. Okay? So, we'll read it anyway, because it's not as if it makes no sense. It can be read. So Basil said, "Our perish nigma malachta." The conventional way of reading, line 5. Our perish nigma malachta sotufru, which was completed. Yochel avkir, and you can be mafkir, butcher, meiser, and exempt from meiser. Ask the Gemara v'chisali teinim vanovim lachila. Shemayin yochel avkir lefotcher mina meiseres. It's still Basil speaking, really. Do you think so? Baskets of figs and grapes, which are still about to eat, you don't think you can be mafka them and pater them from miser? You can't. Hodar mara. This means to tell us, sali teim lachila v'sali novim lachila k'mar melocha. This is kind of an aside. Again, the Gro is not goris all this. This is really, according to the Gro, this is all excess verbiage. But according to Basha Pshat, so Rasei Basil says, no matter what, even if it's fully completed, then you can still be mafker. And the more on its sidelines, on a tangent, says that by figs and grapes that you're meant to eat, so when it's already in the container, that of course is the Gemara Malacha, right? There's nothing afterwards because you don't intend to press it. And the Gemara says that even at that stage, of course, Basil says you can be mafker the fruits, okay, even though it's fully formed. Amalei Beishamai, again, this is all part of the Gros, no man's land. Amalei Beishamai, Yishamai said, Loi Mamartim Peish Lo Nigmar Merlachta. No, there's no comparison. You can't say, just because of in fruit, where it's not Nigmar. Mr. Zug, you sure you want to give up coffee? Where's your Perrier?
On the floor.
On the floor. Okay, says Maramla Beishama. Beishama said, "Lo yamai the perish lo nigmar melachton." Beishama says, "Wait a minute. I understand by fruit. This is a different version now. According to the Gra again, this is all expunged. But Maramla Beishama attacks Beisil from a different angle. Lo yamai the perish lo nigmar achlon. Shlo nigmar melachton. I understand by fruit, which is not nigmar melachton. In other words, it's not fully processed. Shiachol otzilei memokam acher. Sheni mokam acher. You can take my sheni off them from somewhere else." Torah perish nigmar melachton, but how about over here? It's perish nigmar melachton. She'enu yochel lotzi aleim sheni mokam acher. You can't take the mitzvah shame somewhere else. Now, of course, the Gra gains by his expunging the whole intermediate
That's the English translation for bein asayim.
The whole Gemara in between.
In the interim.
The whole interim Gemara.
No.
It's not the right word.
Need a
verb. Enter something, Gemara. But anyway, according to the Gra, you don't come up with he saves another difficulty, because here Beishama is saying to Beisil, gotcha, because once you have Perish Nigmar Malachtum, which passed through Shlaim, the Maizer Sheni for this Peros must be taken off internally from that fruit itself. And the truth is, there's no such halacha that we know of. Who says? Maybe yes, maybe no. We asked before. Rabbi Mona asked if that's the halacha or not the halacha. We don't know for a fact that there's such halacha. But according to the Gemara here, Beis Shammai is stating explicitly that which Rabbi Mona before asked is a question. Do we know whether the halacha is that once this grain fully processed passes through Yerushalayim, you have to take the Maizer Sheni off of it internally? And here Beis Shammai is using that as a blow against Beis Hillel. But according to the Gra, who takes out all the shakla v'tali, all the discussions in the middle, so the Gemara began with the question on Beis Hillel. According to you, Beis Hillel, once it's Nigmar Malachton, it's no longer susceptible to Hefker and such like. So when it passes through Yerushalayim, it should receive the halacha as if Maizer Sheni is in it. Says the Beis Hillel, no. Could be the Maizer Sheni will take off from somewhere else. And that line which Beis Shammai used against Beis Hillel now becomes Beis Hillel's claim himself. Because Beis Shammai took it, according to without the Gra, trying to highlight how the Gra changes everything, turns everything on its head. According to the Gra, without the Gra, you'd say that this is Beis Shammai's complaint against Beis Hillel, that you can't take Meister from somewhere else on this. According to the Gra, this now becomes Beis Hillel's retort to Beis Shammai, that no special halachas attach themselves to this Tevel as it passes through Shalim, because there may well be no Meister Sheni at all in this Tevel here. Okay? Says more further. Hata Pashta Shela Shela Amar Rabbi Zira.
The truth is that this work out either like the Gra or like the other Man Dharma. I just realized that. I want to scrap, delete from the record something I just said about 5 lines ago. I know you don't remember what exactly what I said 5 lines ago, but I'll tell you what I said. The Gemara itself says that this Gemara, which we just learned, resolves the question Rabbi Zira before, right? Said Raimana, it's Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira is the one who asked the question whether you can take to take Trumas of Mais, you take Mais Hasheni off of somewhere else once Tevel passes through Yerushalayim, has to be internal. So whether you learn like the Gra or like the other opinion, like the conventional reading of the Gemara, one that question will be resolved one way or the other. Because according to because if you learn to read like conventional reading, so then Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, you cannot be motzi mimakom acher, and Beis Hillel did not respond, which means Beis Hillel gives tacit agreement to the concept that the Ma'is Hasheni must come inherently from this here itself. Okay, according to the Gra, al contraire, according to the Gra, by Beis Hillel retorted to Beis Shammai that there's no inherent Ma'is Hasheni in here, in this batch, because I can take the Ma'is Hasheni from somewhere else. So according to the Gra's version, yes, Rabbi Zira's question is also answered. How is it answered? Leniently. That even after the Tevel has passed the Yerushalayim, by Perush Nigma Malachta, fully processed fruit, I can still make a redemption based on the assumption that nothing has fixed the Ma'is Hasheni in here. I might well be able to take Ma'is Hasheni off from somewhere else, and the Rabbi Zira's question is resolved. Okay. Says more further, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yoina's son and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, all Yerushalayim, they went up to Yerushalayim. This is a cryptic Gemara. But one thing is clear here. This is the first reason in Shas to actually have women learn Daf Yomi, both in Bavli and Yerushalmi. I've never seen any reason before for women to learn, only hundreds and thousands of reasons for them not to learn. This is an amazing Gemara. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yoshua, that was after the Churban. That's important. There's no real Yerushalayim now, right? There's Elia Capitolina, whatever the Romans called it. So they went up to Yerushalayim, the smiled on Paris, they got fruit. Now the Gridbaz, I don't think he changes the girsa, but he changes the meaning. It should, though it says Bigvulin, it really is as if it says Kigivulin. They wanted to redeem the fruit in Yerushalayim as if it was outside Yerushalayim. Why? Because there is no Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is destroyed. So they wanted to treat the interior of Yerushalayim as if it was outside the city. And they wanted to be able to redeem fruit inside the ruins of Jerusalem. Okay?
There's still walls up.
They're not, first of all, they're not Jewish walls.
Korban of Bias Risha. There's still walls today from Bias Risha, the old city.
Where?
Irantika.
No,
absolutely.
Not.
Yes. This is like Ben Sorumara, and I saw it.
Where?
There, my cousin's a tour guide, David McGann.
Where is it?
It's in the old city. You come to it. It's near the Cardo.
Point. Those out. Are underground. They excavated that.
Then, I mean, now they're underground.
No, they're underground already in time by Shaney.
I don't know.
Yes, they're sunken. No, there were no walls.
Besides, if Jesus called us, does that mean...
Anyway, but I have a different answer for you. You're right. I have a different answer for you. Let's say you're right. But the Kedusha Yerushalayim is contingent on the base of Mikdash. In other words, our question is whether Kedusha Rishon and Kitcher Shaita Veloki Kitcher Lassi Lovo or not. And they yell Kedusha Rishon and Kitcher Shaita Veloki Kitcher Lassi Lovo. Not the Kedusha Rishon, but Kedusha of Yerushalayim. There has to be a base of Mikdash standing. Once the base of Mikdash is destroyed, the Kedusha Rishon falls off. Now, we don't paskin like that. We paskin some machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, one of the most famous machlokas in Rambam and Ravid in the book. We paskin like the Rambam, Kedusha Rishon and Kitcher Shaita Vik Kitcher Lassi Lovo. The ones the second base of Mikdash was built, for all eternity, the Kedusha applies to Yerushalayim. But these Ma'adomim held Kedusha trying to get Yerushalayim to Veloki Chalosi Lova. Not like the Ravid. Along came Omer Loin Chad, and there's a typo here, it should be Chad Safta. A certain old woman came. This is Rabbi Yechir, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yenison, Rabbi Shimon Levi, the greatest Amoroi. And here comes a woman and says, you guys are all wrong. I told you, it's the reason for women to learn. So they won't learn Bavli, they'll learn Rishami, the women. So it says, Amalon Chad Safta, Avuchon lo Avdun Kain. Your fathers didn't do this. Because after all, their fathers also lived after the Churban. It was already 150, 200 years after the Churban almost. So he said, more. So he said, your fathers didn't do that. Elamafgon. Should be, they took it out. Chutz lachoyim apoydim osim sham. They redeem it outside the wall, not inside Yerushalayim. Even inside the new Roman wall, they will not redeem Ma'aser Sheni. Only outside Yerushalayim. Okay? Safta Havris Savris Meymar. It's amazing. The old lady thought, her svara is, Roinas Amachitzas Kilu Oilus. Truth is, there were no walls at all at this point, it seems. But we see the walls, or maybe we're saying, we're talking about the Jewish walls. We see the walls as if they rise from the ground.
Right? Absolutely. I agree with 100%.
Oh, well, so does the Rambam.
Because it doesn't have to be a height. You're not looking at
concept. No, the walls were destroyed.
I understand.
Yeah.
There's a base. They weren't totally up.
Well, they're not 10 fucking high.
I don't know that.
No, they weren't 10 fucking high. He's saying they rise up from the ground. That's what he means. Not the. If they're 10 fucking high mechitzas, they don't need a spar, right? They have good asik, whatever. She holds the Kedusha Rishani Kitcha Shai to Bekitcha Lossi Lava. That's what she holds. The Kedusha Rishani doesn't fall off. Vilin Rabbanan. These rabbis. Rabbis, what do they know? The Rabbanan haven't serving Meymar. They thought, Ein Goyin as a Mechitzes Ki Loi Lois. You don't see the walls if they rise. Safto Chad have a Sovra Meymar Kirabi Elezer. Now here, he makes major changes in the gears of the Ritbaz. Here it's supposed to be the Safta. You see, if you take a look in it, right opposite, you see the Gilin Hashas between Yerushalayim and the Radbaz. I mean, in the left end margin. Those words. So right opposite in the Radbaz. Can you guys read the Radbaz? Barely.
My glasses off. I can.
Yeah. But, yeah. Okay, there is a larger print Yerushalmi. This is just the medium print you guys have. I'm sorry. The line below that. Valzem Mesik Safta Savra. You see that? No, it's way down. Opposite the text of Gilyon Hashas V'Tzir Yerushalayim. Not opposite the title. Opposite the text. Valzem Mesik. And so it continues to go on. Safta Savri Meimar Katana Kama. So in Armish, it's Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda, meaning that once it goes into Yerushalayim, it can still go out again. Because she held you can go out. She held that you can take it out and redeem it outside Yerushalayim. Just not in Yerushalayim, but you can take it out. The Re'ilein Rabbanon Savri Meimar Katana Kama. The rabbis held like Tana Kama, though. Meaning, it's the Ritbaz says, not Dafka they hold like Tana. They go like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, too. The point is that the Safta can only hold like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. Because the Safta said, what should you do with it? Take it out so you shall and redeem it. So the Safta is clearly coming down on the side of Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, that even once fruit enters Yerushalayim, can still take it out and redeem it. Rabbanon disagree. Tanakama and Ramesh disagrees. Tanakama says, once it enters Yerushalayim, that's it. Even Basil says, that's it. Can't be taken out again. Right? So clearly the Safta has got to go like Rabbi Shimon bar Yehuda. Okay? Says going further, Rabbi Pinchas Mesaivlo. Okay, we got the place. Three lines at the bottom. That's the end of the Maisa with the Safta. So he passed him like basically like the Safta. Rabbi Pinchas Mesaivlo. But Saint Pinchas would be metame the fruit, upad alone, only redeem it then, and only then outside Yerushalayim. So the chashash, l'da uledein. His chashash, you can't do it in Yerushalayim, right? And you can't even take it outside Yerushalayim. But if it's tame, you can take it outside Yerushalayim.
So he was metame the tame, or he was metame the...
Meister Sheni. Yeah, Meister Sheni. Although I don't know, Taki. Maybe his Taki was only metame the tevel. It's a good point, because Pashtus... I didn't think about that when I was preparing, but you're probably right. You're probably not allowed to be metame Meister Sheni once it's Meister Sheni. So he probably was metame the tevel, and then took it outside Yerushalayim in order to redeem it there. That's a good point. Yeah, it makes sense.
I see the Pnei Moshe doesn't say that. So
yeah. Here it says Paris Meister Shane. I guess because Paris Meister Shane is minus as the Rabbanon, so therefore you can be Mako. But I like your shot better. They used Matami the Tevil and took it out.
And why was it Matami? I don't understand the logical being Matami.
So. Because there's a shita which holds that you can take out Meister Sheni or Teva at least when it's Tomei. But you can't take out when it's Torah once it enters Yerushalayim. Right? Not like the Safto says you can't. But there is a shita which says you can't take out when it's Tomei. So he was choshish for that. It was Metameid in order to take it out. Okay? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yidim, Rabbi Shubin Levi, said, Halacha kedivrei ha-Talmid. Now, Loch is like the student, meaning Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehuda. He was the student. Tanakam is the Rebbe. We pass on the Shimon Yehuda. That there are scenarios in which the grain can leave a usual line. Now, in fact, we pass it is once even Bismana said once it comes Meister Sheni, it can't leave. You take Meister Sheni to the old city today, you're stuck. You can't take it out. Not only into the old city, but wherever their walls were, right? They know where the walls extended to because of the excavations. So wherever the walls extended to, you can't take it out anymore. Can't redeem it, can't take it out. However, I'm not sure, but I'm not 100% sure, but I'm 99.9% sure that if you buy Tevil in the old city, right, you can take it outside. And take Meister Sheni of it outside the old city and then redeem it. Okay, because it's specifically, once it's in the state of Meister Sheni, you may no longer remove it from the old city. But before it reaches that state, you're allowed to remove it. Okay, which is mamish, like the Safta said. Take it outside. When it's Tevel, though, I don't know, it's not clear in the case itself. When the Meister, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chinan, and the Safta, whether it was already Meister Sheni or was still Tevel. But to this extent, we do passing like the Safta, that you can take that when it's still Tevel, take off the Meister Sheni outside Yerushalayim, and then redeem it there. Okay? Outside the old city. Okay, says Moreh Rabbi Zira. Our Mishnah said that you're allowed to take Meister Sheni of Demai outside Yerushalayim. Okay, you can take it outside Yerushalayim and Nichnas v'yotze v'nifter and go in and out and be redeemed. So Rabbi Zira says, "Ovaper shein tvulin l'dmai." You know, it's not really talking about the Meister Sheni of Demai. It's talking about the fruit of Demai from which you haven't yet taken Meister Sheni. Or Demai atzmo, but the Demai itself, meaning the Meister Sheni of Demai itself, kvar tefasa mechitza. Once it enters the walls of Yerushalayim, it's got to stay in Yerushalayim. Okay, it's only the Meister Sheni, only the Demai in the state before the Meister Sheni has been taken off that we allow to take it outside Yerushalayim. But once the Meister Sheni has been separated and isolated, that event is Yerushalayim has got to stay in Yerushalayim. Okay. Says Mishnah further. Halacha Dalit. Now this is a Mishnah we actually had not too long ago. I think it was in Masechet Maisros, if I'm not mistaken. Certainly no longer ago than Shumos. It's interesting. The editors of Yerushalmi seem to have had a major inferiority complex. If you take a look in the Masechet of Shas on the side, it just brings out where it is in the Bavli, not where it is in the Yerushalmi. Okay, Ilan Chuomei Bifnim, a tree which is standing inside the city of Yerushalayim, and the foliage is outside Yerushalayim, you all remember this, right? Omei Lachutz, standing outside Yerushalayim, and the foliage is inside Yerushalayim, it's as if we draw a direct line up and down from the wall, which is opposite the wall, and inside, Klifnim is like inside, anything which is from opposite the wall and the outside, Klachutz is like outside. Okay, but the abadim should be schein lifnim. If you have a olive press, which where the opening is facing the inside, v'chalal al lachutz, whereas the bulk of the room, which is the wine press, is outside Yerushalayim, oshepizchem lachutz, or the opening is outside Yerushalayim, v'chalal al lifnim, but the bulk of the room is inside Yerushalayim. So b'shamer me'makol lifnim, b'shamer says regardless, everything is like the inside. We're machmir. Everything, as long as there's some affiliation to the inside Yerushalayim, everything connected to there too has the kedusha of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, they still argue, and they say, "Army mi connected achayv lifnim, v'lifnim." We draw the same line. Anything which falls within the wall is like within the wall. Connected achayv lachutz. Anything which is like without the wall, with the based on the plumb line measuring, kelachutz is like outside Eretz Yisrael, outside Yerushalayim. Halashakos, but similarly, we have halacha. Halashakos b'nuyas b'kodesh. If you have the offices in the Beis Hamikdash, some which are built in the holy precincts, upsulas l'chol, but their openings open outside the holy precincts. Tzolchan chol, their inside is chol. The goggles stay in kodesh, but their roofs are kodesh because the goggles are not open into the chol. Benuyas b'chol, they're built into the chol, they're built into the mundane part, meaning the harabais. Upsulas l'kodesh, and they open into the kodesh. Tochan kodesh, in that case, we say the exact opposite. Their inside is kodesh. We got gosein chol, and their roofs are chol, because of course the roofs are outside the azara. Benuyas b'kodesh, if they're built in the kodesh, uvachol and in the chol, both together. Upsulas l'kodesh chol, they have openings both into the chol and the kodesh together. Tochan. Of the Gagio saying, Kodesh, you draw the imaginary plumb line from inside the sacred precincts, and inside is Kodesh. From outside is Chol. Okay? Says more further. Now, before we say the more further, actually, we should aware that this more to the Gra changes and turns on its head, as Rid Baz does here, the name of the Gra. And not as well. But he changes things around. Later on in the sugya, at the very end of the sugya, it says he brings that down here first. I'm Rabbi Yossi. See three lines before the next Mishnah? I'm Rabbi Yossi. Two Mishnahs for Rabbi Akiva. This should be first. This is all, our Mishnah is all going to Rabbi Akiva. But it says we draw plumb lines. Well, it depends actually where they open, I should say. Yeah, so it means like this. All the lashakos, they gave a separate halacha, all the offices of Beis HaMikdash. And they gave the general principle that we don't draw plumb lines, but rather, but all then we go after their openings, and that's what determines the status of the lishka. Now, how so? And this you go back to the beginning of Gemara. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, L'chumarin. To be machmir. Always good to be machmir. Rabbi Yosef boy, ma'al chumarin. What is this chumar? I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Hada ditznina tamad. This is that which we learned over there. Now, I'd rather just read this in Rid Baz, because it's going to save us some aguas nefesh. If you look in Rid Baz, it says here, in the first narrow line in the Rid Baz, Mufarish Rabbeinu Yoina, do you see that? Mufarish Rabbeinu Yoina, the Gemara explains, Bate Badodim, by Allah presses, Shepizchein Livnim is the openings on the inside, the Chalal Lachutz and their space is on the outside, that which is inside the wall is like inside the wall, and that which is outside the wall, Eino is outside the wall, Eino Chlim Shon Kachim Kalim, and there you can't eat Karbonos Shlatvin, the entire city of Shlaim, namely Shlamim. Kilachutz, because it's like outside. However, you're not, well, this is actually talking about the Yerushalayim, not about Eretz Yisrael. Talking about Kachim Khan, that's eating Yerushalayim. And also, we can neged Hachoyim Velachutz, Kilachutz. We'll talk about the Beis HaMikdash now. I'll tell you about the usual line. Just a second.
The omission of the clause pledging property by the person who
has
by the part should be made to table.
You know what, why don't we read inside, because this I think is exactly the same, this part. Let's go to the second line of the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda said, what's the Chumrah? Like that which you learned Taman over there. Based on Batei Abadim, you have presses, where the openings are towards the inside of Yerushalayim. Chlal Lechutz, and their cavities on the outside of Yerushalayim. So if it was Lekula, I would say the whole thing is part of Yerushalayim. However, what do I say? I say Lechumra. Mikenegra Achoyim Avalifnim, that which is opposite the wall, and inside, Kelifnim, that's like inside. Mikenegra Achoyim Lechutz, that which is opposite the wall, and outside the wall, Kelachutz, it's like outside. So therefore, in the olive press, which is outside Yerushalayim, Ein Shechtim Shom Kachim Kalim. You can't shecht their kachim kalim. Shecht them is lav dafka. It's a typo. The Rav Midbar says, because what does it mean? Where do you shecht kachim kalim? That's what threw me off in the Rabbah. Where do you shecht kachim kalim? Has to be in the Beit HaMikdash. We're talking about Yerushalayim. So we're talking about here, Achilat's kachim kalim, which could take place throughout Yerushalayim. So there, since the, even though the Pesach is lifnim, even though the opening to the room is inside the wall, since we use the plumb line, so the rest of it is outside the wall. Right? That's reality. So there we can't catch him calling there. However, you know what the Chumrah on the other side is? You can't redeem their Maaser Sheni. That's an important point. The Chumrah that we consider outside, the Kula we consider outside, I don't know if it's really a Kula, they're both Chumras. The Chumrah is that we can't Ikachim Kalim there, which is the Chumrah to regard it as if it's outside the city, because it's past the plumb line. Yeah, we give it the Chumrah the other direction as well. The Chumrah the other direction is that you can't redeem their Maaser Sheni. We redeem Maaser Sheni anywhere outside Yerushalayim, right? But this is not considered outside Yerushalayim. It's the Chumrah. I don't let you redeem Maaser Sheni there because I assume we can give it the status of Yerushalayim as a Midas. So that's what it means. We go the Chumrah both directions. In one direction, we go the Chumrah that we say you can't do Kachim Kalim there because since it's beyond the plumb line of the wall, it should be considered outside the city. And on the other end, we say you can at that juncture. You cannot at that juncture. You cannot at that place be Poda Maaser Sheni. Because vis-a-vis Maaser Sheni, I assume it's like inside Yerushalayim, even beyond the plumb line, since the Pesach opens into the inside of Yerushalayim, and therefore it's considered to be part and parcel of the area in which Maaser Sheni is not redeemable. Okay? In. It's the last word in the fifth line from the bottom. Last word, fifth line from the bottom. Ein bischem, in bischem lachutz v'chalolon lifnim. If their openings are open outside Yerushalayim, and the cavities of these chambers are inside Yerushalayim, so then it depends. For that which is outside the wall of Yerushalayim, it's like outside Yerushalayim. That which is inside the wall, kilifnim, is like inside Yerushalayim. Meaning, again, the Chumrah. since the opening is towards the outside of Yerushalayim, I give you a chumra and I say that even though the room itself is inside Yerushalayim, you can't eat kachim kalim there. Again, the typo. You can't eat kachim kalim. Hey, it's inside Yerushalayim. Its war opening is outside Yerushalayim. Everybody understand the scenario? So we have to give it the chumra. On the other end, what's the chumra on the other side? The chumra on the other side is l'pon Yerushalayim ma'izr she'ni k'lachutz. You can't even consider it.
Right, that's also a typo there.
Should we ain't shochlim shom kachin kalim because it's lachutz? Ain't shochlim shom kachin kalim because it's lachutz?
Yeah, it should be a double typo.
If Elisha, like him, the main guy related to the target, the food remained 2,200 rabbis.
Yeah, it's a typo here. I don't know if the rabbis remarked it, but it's so obvious. Ain't Shemi, ain't Shechtim Sham, Kachim Kalim, Kilachutz, Gloponim Sham, Meister Sheni, Kilifnim. It's obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Such an obvious type. In other words, this room, even though it's inside Yerushalayim, since the opening of the room is outside Yerushalayim, so you have to vis-a-vis the halacha kachin kalim, you have to be machmir and not eat in the room. And vis-a-vis the halacha ma'aser sheni, you have to be machmir and not redeem it because it might taka be Yerushalayim. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yachob Bar Acha. Kini mas nisa. This is the way to read our Mishnah. Concerning to the Lashokas in the base of Mikdash. What is the base of Mikdash? Tochon Kodesh, the inside is holy. Begagos Seyen Chol, and the roofs are not holy. Mikenegra Kodesh La Kodesh. However, opposite the Kodesh and towards the Kodesh is Kodesh. Mikenegra Chol, opposite the Chol, Vila Chol, and towards the Chol, Chol. That's all Chol. So he says that basically by Lashokos we take a strict geographical survey of how they're located, and that's how we decide their status. Truth is, we have a very explicit riot for that, it seems to me, from Lishkas HaGozis. Because Lishkas HaGozis where the Sanhedrin sat. So they all, it doesn't seem to have made a difference where.
In a year of famine, they have so much food that's not normal. So consequently, it must conclude that
no, it didn't make a difference. There were special
meaning. So you have 22 loaves.
I want to use a different example because I'm not sure about Lishkas HaGozis, but I know about the Beis HaMoked where they used to spend the night. So there were special areas where they were allowed to sit down and sleep and so on. Especially as where they were not allowed to sit down and sleep and so on and so forth. So we see there that they had a row of bricks to tell you where that was. Right, a row of pegs or whatever it is. So we see clearly that this is the halacha that
22
people
and
22 loaves,
each one is for
100 people. It goes not by where the opening is, but rather by where the actual boundary is. Not by the opening, because otherwise we wouldn't need the way to recognize it. It goes by where the actual boundary is. So it says the Gemara, that's what Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha is saying. He's saying that Mikenegra Kodesh La Kodesh Kodesh Mikenegra Chov La Chol Chol. Right, everything has to do with location, location, location. Benuyas Bakodesh, top of Yud Ches Ma'av now. Benuyas Bakodesh Upsuchas La Kodesh Vilachol. What if they're built in a holy place, but they're open both to Kodesh and to the Chol? So that is, they say Tochol Kodesh. The inside is Kodesh. Benuyas Bachol. They're built into a profane place. Upsuchas La Kodesh La Chol. They're open to both profane and holy. Tochon Chol. Then the inside is Chol. Hein dat Omar, that which you said, Tochol Kodesh, that within the rooms is Kodesh, if it's open to both Kodesh and Chol. So Ochlim Shon Kachim is considered so Kodesh that it's part of the Azara. And Kitin their Korbanos, Chatos, and Hashamos, Veshochlim Shon Kachim Kalim. And you can actually use that as a shechita place for a kachim kalim which is shechted anywhere in the Azara, anywhere in the Korah Beis HaMikdash. And
don't like the Arbais is the Tumi who enters that those precincts Chayef. So says Marno. Rav Yehuda b'shem Rav said, Ein lokin ela orech mea v'shmonim v'sheva arochav mea shloshim v'chamesh. You only get malchus if you transgress the eating outside an area.
You know, it's what Malchus here for.
A Tommy comes into the areas which are Kadosh, so really it's Malchus if he comes into the actual Hazara, the actual courtyard, not if he goes into one of the rooms along the side. So even though you say Tochel Kodesh, it's a limited Kodesh. It's not Kodesh altogether like the Hazara. It's Kodesh into Chumrah, kind of. In other words, you can't sit down there, you can't do all sorts of things there. You can't be there if you're about carry, so on and so forth, or Tome. But it's not considered to be completely Kodesh. That's what we're saying here. Again, Ein lokin el orach mea v'shmonim v'sheva arocha mea shloshim v'chamish, which is the actual measure of the Zohar. But Tani, I don't understand. Didn't we learn l'shaka shibliya b'shivu yichom asa Zohar? A l'shaka which is built in equally, but it's flush with the wall of the Azorah. It says, Ochlim shok kachim kachim, you can't eat their kachim kachim in the Lishka, v'shoichlim shom kachim kalim, and you can according to Rabbi, it's got to be a raya. Yeah, it's a raya. Rabbi says, four lines to the end of Rabbi's previous page, this is a raya. It's a raya that the area of 185, 187 by 135 is a superiority over the other lashakos. Vatani, what's the raya? You learned that a brisa lishka shi benuya b'shiva yichomas ha'azora. A lishka which is built in equally to the wall, flush with the wall of the Azora. So ochlim shom kachi kachi, you can eat their kachi kachi. One you got. Shechlim shom kachi kachi, you can eat shech their kachi kachi, that's two. However, the Tommy shech has the sham potter. Tommy enters there as potter. So we see it's downgraded only vis-a-vis one aspect. Period. Okay, because the rest of the Gemara, the Ribbaz already brought down at the beginning. So we have a raya, in fact, that by Lashakos, it does not all exactly the way it seems. In other words, vis-a-vis certain halachos, the inside of a lishka could be kodesh, vis-a-vis certain ones could be chol, but even if we hold it's kodesh, it cannot be completely kodesh. Why is that? Because the chi of Misa for entering the Beis Hamikdash Tameh, that only applies to someone who enters the actual courtyard area, the inner area of the Beis Hamikdash. Okay? Let's go further. Ma'aser she'ishin klas Yushalayim.
Who's outside? Is that Yossi?
You made a mistake.
Oh, Mr. Lenny.
Okay. Ma'aser she'ishin. Meiser Shei Shilchus Yushalayim, Meiser Shei which enters Yushalayim, Venitma, and entered and became Tomei.
The truth is, this sugya which we're going to learn is amazing sugya. Should we start it? Not start it. Start.
Meiser Shei Shilchus Yushalayim, Venitma became Tomei. Ben Shnitma Bava Tuma, Ben Shnitma Bavlad Tuma, they became Tomei with an Av or Vlad as a Rishon. Ben Bifnim, or they became Tommy both inside, either inside or outside of Shalim. Bisharim Akoli Pada, everything can be redeemed. But Yachami Bifnim has to be eaten inside of Shalim. Even the redeemed fruit, it's no longer my Shashani, that's being in Shalim. Chutz, with the exception of Shadidma Vavatuma, crop which became Tommy with an Avatuma, Bachutz. Before it entered Yerushalayim. There, Beis Shammai says you can take it outside Yerushalayim when you redeem it, because it can't be Meister Shani, because it's Tomei. You can take the redeemed crop outside Yerushalayim and eat it there. Beis Hillel says the opposite. Beis Hillel Omrim, Akol Yipadeh, everything can be redeemed. Any Tumah can be redeemed. V'yachal b'chutz, it can be eaten outside Yerushalayim. Chutz mishenitma b'vlada tumim v'nim, except that which has became Tomei with a vlada tumah. In other words, it only touched a rishon, and only became tummy inside, bifnim. So there says Beis Hillel, it's too much yet a bona fide Meiser Sheni to be allowed to take it outside Yerushalayim. You can redeem it and eat it, but it has to be eaten inside Yerushalayim. So Gari Beis Shammai, of all the possible cases, the only one case which you must eat in Yerushalayim, which you're allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim. We can tell me with an avatuma, big tuma, already out before it entered Yerushalayim. Then you can redeem the fruit and eat the redeemed fruit outside Yerushalayim. According to Basil, there's only one case which you must eat within Yerushalayim, case where it's so slightly desecrated, where it became tummy only with the Vlada Tuma, and only became tummy in Yerushalayim itself. Okay? Ksiv, it says, Kilo Suchayel say so. Because you can't carry it. The Maaser Sheni, that's what you redeem it. Manakim, what are you talking about? Even Rechuk Magav is because it's fear far away. Kvar Ksiv, it already says, Kir Ben Mucha. It's very distant from you, so we know that you can redeem it then. Im Kirmo can be very close by, Kfar Ksivin Asata Bakasif. Says you can redeem it in many of your close shlime as well, as long as you're outside the city. El Mao Lo Suchal say, so what does it mean? Lo Suchal should be Lo, typo. When you can't eat it. Why? What does it mean you can't eat it? When it became tummy. And that it says, Ksivin Asata Kesef. Says that even there's another Vesata Kesef which teaches us that if you became tummy, you can redeem it as well, which we learned already before. Bar Pada used to do this, be matami it and then redeem it afterwards. Tani Bar Kapora, where Bar Kapora says, Ava Tuma, this is going to blow you out of the water. Better blow you out of the water. Tani Bar Kapora, where Ava Tuma Dvar Teicho. That suddenly becomes tummy with an Ava Tuma's Doraisa. Vlad Hatuma Midivreya. That a Rishon is Mitame, it's only the Rabbana.
Any Rishon Mitame?
Any Rishon. Rabbi Yechon Amar Ben Zeh Divrei Torah, they're both Taraisa. That an Av is Mitame and a Rishon is Mitame, that's both Taraisa. And now we're going to go into Har Mishnah correlates to both these Shitas. We'll go back to this tomorrow. Never saw that Bar Pada before, right?
It's not in the Bavli.
It's not in the Bavli anywhere. Bar Kapora, right?